You ever wonder why what Noach did for 120 years building the Teva? A Temani person once said to me mockingly, it's because we read Kinim Taseh Tateva, you're going to make it from rooms, Kinim with a Kuf, but the Temanim, the Yemenite Jews, they pronounce the Kuf and the Chaf differently, and Kinim, the way we pronounce it, is how they pronounce it with a Chaf, not with a kuf. And they say, yeah, if you needed to collect lice for 120 years to build a teva, that's what it would look like. But what did Noach do for 120 years? So we're told that he would build the teva, and as he was building the teva, people would come to him and say, Noach, what are you doing? And he would say to them, God is planning on bringing a terrible flood, and you should make sure that you do tshuva. And amazingly, they don't do tshuva. Nothing changes, nothing happens, and the world is destroyed. Interesting thing is that nowhere in there do we see Noach making any attempt to daven for the people. There's no Avraham moment where he recognizes that the people are at least worthy of a prayer. There's no Moshe moment where he says, take me with them. I don't want to see them be destroyed and for you to keep me around. None of that. Why? So Rav Adin Steinsaltz beautifully says, there's two possible things you could do when something is when the world is going wrong. You could pray for it, or you could leave it be. He says, it's the equivalent of, if I'm freezing, what can I do? I could put on a coat, or I could turn on the heat. When I put on a coat, I make sure that I take care of myself. I'm better for it. But what about everybody else? They're still cold. When I turn on the heat, what I'm doing is I'm ensuring that I am not the only one that warms up. There's a famous story that's told that Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, was in Israel and he met with Rabbi Finkel from the Mir. And when he meets with him, Rabbi Finkel asks all these big CEOs from America, what do you learn from the Holocaust? And they all say so many different things. Remember, it can't happen again. All of the taglines, all the slogans that were used for the Holocaust. And he said, no, there's one simple lesson to learn. When a Jew is cold during the Holocaust and he had his blanket, he was able to stretch the blanket out and share it with multiple people. He's able to be one that cares for others. Noach has 120 years, and in those 120 years, he builds for himself a place to save himself and his family. And that's a really big deal. But the thing that he never does is he never speaks up on behalf of everyone else.